Will Hansen is a board member of Lagans. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but it's all about the archive of the rainbow community, archiving its history. He's also involved in zines, and there's a queer history zine fest. Well, I'm not sure if it's a zine fest that's about queer history, but there's a link between the two, and it's taking place in Wellington, and Will is on the line now to tell us about it. Kia ora, Will.
Kia ora, how you going?
I'm doing fine. Now, tell me about Queer History Zine.
All right, so basically, like you said, I'm a board member of Lagans. You did say it right, which is the Lesbian and Gay Archives of New Zealand. And as a board member, it's kind of my one of my roles is to engage with the communities that I'm part of. And so, you know, I'm 23 years old, so I'm trying to engage with a lot of younger people. And I also have a lot of friends who are involved in Wellington Zine Fest. So my friend Caitlin Lynch and I were talking, she's from Wellington Zine Fest, and we were talking about the inaccessibility of archives and how I'm really struggling to get young people kind of aware of what Lagans is and what we do. And she said, well, why don't we have this event where we, you know, combine the two and make it that we have queer young people come along, learn about zines, learn about archives, learn about our history, and then make a zine out of what they learnt. So that's what we've been doing over the last weekend.
Would it be fair to say, Will, that zines are generally something that people under the age of 30 are most likely to be found being involved in?
Oh yeah, I feel like from my knowledge of the zine community, a lot of quite young people are into it. But there's also a lot of people at all sorts of different ages. And of course, zines have such an awesome history in Aotearoa. And there are a lot of people who are a lot older who've been making zines for decades, who are really involved in the community too.
Hey, Will, what's your definition of a zine, Will?
my definition of a zine, I feel like I'm not the best person to ask, but I feel like a zine is something that is generally self-published. It's something that is very DIY. It can be about whatever you want it to be, you know, traditionally kind of used to express information that wouldn't get published otherwise. So things like fanzines, punk zines, feminist zines, anarchist zines. It's got that real radical political history, which I still think comes through a lot today. That's a zine. It's got that a real oomph to it.
One of the points you make is that there's actually, there's a rich history of gay life, rainbow life, queer, transgender life in this country. Great stories. But it's actually a lot of younger people don't necessarily know a lot about that history, Will, because it's not necessarily easy to get hold of it.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, you know, we're lucky that, homosexual law reform has just become part of the NZQA curriculum. I think last year the NCEA history curriculum have that now, which is really cool. But before that, I mean, you were really, really, really lucky, I think, if you ever heard anything about it in school. I know I certainly didn't. And, you know, Lagans is a volunteer-run collective, so we try really, really hard, but we do rely on, you know, on getting grants, on donations and things. So we're trying to make our website more updated. We're doing a digitization project at the moment so that people can Google anything, you know, for example, anything about homosexual law reform, and stuff from our archive will actually come up. And I think that was going to make such a huge difference. But in the meantime, we have quite a clunky website. If you want to go and actually see what we have, you have to go to the National Library in person in Wellington, which not everyone can do. And especially if you're a young person, you've never been to an archive before, that's a super inaccessible place. So it is really, really hard to find our rainbow history. And, you know, obviously most queer people don't grow up in rainbow families. So to find that history, you've got to reach out to community, which can be really scary.
Why is it scary, Will?
I think it's scary for a lot of young people if maybe you don't feel comfortable coming out to your family. There's no way for you to get to community groups. Community groups can feel really intimidating if there's like friendship cliques or if you don't know anyone else to go along with to things. I think once you start meeting people, it's a lot easier. But I think that kind of first launch into things can be quite scary. And then community groups in themselves are not always you know, very intergenerational. That's something that I've certainly found, is that I wasn't meeting queer people who were much older than maybe their mid-30s through the community groups that I've been involved in.
Will, you did your MA into transgender history in Wellington in the 70s and 80s. How much did you discover, and how much of that surprised you during your work?
Oh, gosh, what didn't surprise me? I discovered so much. It was so fantastic. It was the most rewarding experience ever. I talked to a lot of trans elders, and that was so important to me because I'm trans, and I, you know, when I first came out as trans, one of the first things I did was Google, you know, trans history, New Zealand, Aotearoa, and I couldn't find much. And now there's more and more stuff coming out, stuff about Carmen in particular, Carmen Rupe, the famous performer. You know, she's got a biography entry on NZ History now, which is fantastic. And there's more and more things coming out, but certainly it was about 5 years ago when I came out and there wasn't much out there. So for me, it's been a really personal and really rewarding journey doing that master's thesis.
Finally, Will, you said you made a zine. So when can other people see this zine?
Yeah, well, so we're having a launch of this zine on Friday at the National Library at 5:30 p.m. We're going to have participants who've been involved in the zine reading out bits of the zine. We'll be talking about the zine. You can purchase the zine there if you want. It'll only be like $4 or $5. And it's going to be a really, really cool event. We've been working hard on it, on kind of showing off Legans and queer history and zines.
Well, it's been lovely talking with you tonight.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for coming on, Will. That's Will Hansom. He's a member of the Lesbian and Gay Archives New Zealand, Legans, and he's one of the brains behind the Queer History Zine that's been created and which will be launched